Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump says Republicans must act without delay to fill the Supreme Court vacancy left by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died yesterday at the age of 87. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Trump already had a list of possible nominees.
In a tweet, President Trump said Republicans were put in a position of power in the Senate and the White House to make important decisions like selecting Supreme Court justices, adding, quote, "We have this obligation without delay." Exclamation point. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said the president's nominee will get a vote of the full Senate by the end of the year. Though in 2016, McConnell refused to even give a hearing to President Obama's Supreme Court pick, saying it should wait until after the election. Now Democrats, including the party's nominee Joe Biden, are calling for Republicans to hold off and let the election decide who picks the next justice. Trump, with this tweet, makes clear he has no intention of waiting. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
And sources familiar with the process tell NPR the judges Amy Coney Barrett, Barbara Lagoa, and Emil Thapar are on the short list. Federal authorities are investigating after the deadly substance ricin was found in mail meant for the White House. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the envelope was intercepted by the U.S. Secret Service.
Law enforcement sources tell NPR they're trying to piece together whether other suspicious items are flowing through the Postal Service. They say ricin's been positively identified with the mail intended for the White House, but they fear that envelope may be linked to other still undiscovered packages. The ricin never made it onto White House grounds. The Secret Service and the White House are declining comment. The sources say investigators are narrowing down suspects, but no arrests have been made. In recent years, people have mailed ricin to political figures and other targets. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
More than 2,000 demonstrators marched on London's Trafalgar Square protesting government restrictions regarding COVID-19. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more from London.
The protest attracted a wide variety of government critics and conspiracy theorists. Some believe the coronavirus is connected to the rollout of 5G communications technology, which scientists say is utterly false. Others think COVID is a hoax. Russell Yardley, a retired police officer, believes the virus is real, but thinks governments have used restrictions, including earlier lockdowns, to prepare to introduce a global digital currency, a claim for which there's no evidence.
I'm very, very disturbed that we're being misled. They're lying to us on every level, and they're inflating figures to make us scared.
Demonstrators did not wear masks. Cases in the UK have risen to 4,400 a day, and Prime Minister Boris Johnson says a second wave is coming. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
And you're listening to NPR News. The Television Academy hands out Emmy Awards tomorrow evening during a televised primetime ceremony. But then in the days leading up to the big show, the Academy has already been handing out Emmys for creative and technical achievements. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco has more.
The Creative Arts Emmys have been handed out in virtual ceremonies every night this week. Among the big winners is the Disney Plus show The Mandalorian. The Star Wars Universe series starring crowd favorite Baby Yoda picked up awards for outstanding special visual effects, sound editing, sound mixing, production design, and cinematography. Nine Inch Nails frontman Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross were honored for composing the score for HBO's Watchmen, and comedian Maya Rudolph got her first Emmy for her voiceover work on the animated Netflix show Big Mouth.
Hello, my precious little ravioli.
More high-profile categories such as outstanding drama and comedy shows and actors will be presented Sunday evening. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Italy's wine industry is losing sales for the first time in 30 years as the pandemic keeps tourists at home. Sales of Italian wine dropped this year by 4%, and the country's agricultural lobbying group says exports of Italian wine are expected to fall another 5%. But there is some good news. The officials say sales of Italian wine in beach areas this summer actually rose as Italians summered at home instead of heading abroad. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.